Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Stella calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great. So I'm just calling you regarding I saw you submitted a form that you need home care.
Yes.
Want your daughter to work for you?
Correct.
Great. Do you ever had home care or you just want to apply now, like first time?
This is my first time.
First time, got it. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
You have Medicaid, great. And in which county do you live in Pennsylvania?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, got it. So that sounds good. And your daughter is above 18?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So she'll be able to sign up to work for you and she'll get paid to work for you. Let me log into your Medicaid account just to make sure that everything is good. So we can.
I have Medicaid and Medicare.
Great, that's good. So we actually only like work with Medicaid. But nothing would be affected. Everything should stay the same. Let me do like that. What's your first and last name? Is that Phyllis Smith?
Yes, correct.
And what's your date of birth?
10/16/1955.
Let me see. 10/16/1955.
Yes.
And Phyllis, you spell Phyllis?
Correct.
And Smith is Smith.
Yes.
Why doesn't it come up that you have Medicaid?
Well, I have the advantage, so they do pay a portion of my I guess Part B or something.
That's from Medicare. Are you sure you have Medicaid or you don't know?
Yeah, I have to have both in order to have this advantage plan.
You have maybe Part A and Part B from Medicare, but not Medicaid, maybe. Do you have your Medicaid ID?
Yeah. Where I get my EBT card, you talking about?
Not your EBT card. You should have like a New York, PA state card.
I just have my EBT because I do because I know they pay part of my premiums or whatever.
I guess you don't have Medicare. Let me try again. So Phyllis is Phyllis, and Smith is Smith.
So you got
And
1955, 1955.
1955, yes.
Wow.
Oh, actually, it did come up. I guess there was something wrong before. Okay, got it. You have, I see, Keystone First, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So look good that I have it. So what we'll need to do is right now, let me tell you, we'll need to get you and evaluated by Medicaid. They'll need to assess, make sure that you need home care. Once we get the evaluation done, you'll have another evaluation for hours. They'll approve you for a certain amount of hours per week.
You said how many hours? Say that
I'm
again.
not sure how much they'll approve because it
No,
depends
I'm
on your
saying you
condition.
said first we got to apply, well, for evaluation first. So
Yeah,
do they
we'll
come to
assist you
my
with
home?
everything. Yeah, they'll come down to your house, they'll evaluate you, see if you need home care, and if so, they will like just put you on the waiver program. That's the program for home care. And once you're on the waiver program, we'll need to evaluate for you how many hours you need. And then once we have the hours, we'll just get your caregiver. Like in the meanwhile, we'll get your daughter signed up to work for us. And once we have the hours, she can start working that amount of hours per week.
Okay.
But we'll have a coordinator. I'll assign you a coordinator to get help you with everything, so you don't need to do it by yourself. What I
Right.
will do, let me take down your basic information, so I'll send it to her, and then I'll also need you to take down a number so you can schedule your first assessment.
Okay.
Okay, so what's your exact address where you live?
6943 Stenton Avenue, STEN. Avenue.
STEN Avenue?
STENTON.
TON.
Stanton.
Stenton Avenue. And what's the zip code?
19138.
19138. Perfect. Thank you. Do you have any minors in your house?
No.
No. Perfect. Okay. What's your daughter's name so we can reach out to her and get her signed up as well?
Sade, Sade Smith.
Okay, and what's her phone number?
484. Wait a minute, let me check that. Wait a minute.
No problem.
Give me a second. Oh, wait a minute.